With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Merry Christmas, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the inspiring repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of wonderful listening. Thanks for joining me. The celebration of Christmas continues this week on With Heart and Voice as we listen to joyous and festive music to celebrate. We'll hear wonderful pieces of music by composers old and new, including works by Vaughan Williams, Sumption, Sammets, Will Todd, and a host of others. We'll begin with J.S. Bach's Fantasia-like chorale prelude on In Dulce Jubilo, BWV 729. This piece traditionally closes the King's College Festival of Nine Lessons and Carols on Christmas Eve and launches us into the full Christmas celebration. Robert Grogan plays the organ of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception in Washington. Robert Grogan played In Dulce Jubilo by Johann Sebastian Bach on the organ of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception. The choir of St. George's Episcopal Church in Nashville sings next as they perform a Hodie Processional by Paul Mons. This chant-like piece, accompanied by handbells, has a timeless feel to it as it ushers us into the Christmas celebration. Wilma Jensen directs.
Thank you.
A Hodie Processional by Paul Mons was sung by the choir of St. George's Episcopal Church, Nashville. Wilma Jensen directed. Sir David Wilcox, who passed away several years ago, will forever be remembered for his iconic arrangement of the carol, O Come All Ye Faithful, sung in countless churches and carol services each year. We'll hear the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, joined by organ, brass, and percussion in this inspiring setting. John Scott directs. John Scott led the St. Thomas Choir of Men and Boys, organist Jeremy Bruns, and a full battery of brass and percussion in Sir David Wilcox's brilliant setting of O Come All Ye Faithful. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. From his larger work, Hodier, we'll listen to Ralph Vaughan Williams' tender piece, The Blessed Son of God. The text is by Miles Coverdale after Martin Luther. The choir of Winchester Cathedral is led by David Hill. The Blessed Son of God from Hodier by Ralph Vaughan Williams. David Hill conducted the choir of Winchester Cathedral. The Princeton Singers have established themselves over the past 35 years as a premier professional choir. It was founded in 1983 by John Bertolott, who was at the time organist choirmaster at Trinity Church in Princeton. The ensemble has been led since 1998 by Stephen Sametz, who has continued building the ensemble's repertoire and reputation. Dr. Sametz conducts his own composition, Gaudete.
Gaudete, 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 Gaudete,
Gaudete,
Gaudete,
Gaudete,
Gaudete.
Gaudete, Christus est natus, ex Maria Virgine, Gaudete,
Gaudete.
Thank you.
Stephen Sametz led the Princeton Singers in his own composition, Gaudete. Contemporary English composer Will Todd continues to captivate listeners with his fresh but accessible choral music. In our next selection, My Lord Has Come, Mr. Todd has written both words and music in this reflective piece. From a live recording of the 2017 St. Olaf Christmas Festival, we'll hear the St. Olaf Chapel Choir sing My Lord Has Come, directed by Mark Stover. My Lord Has Come, with both words and music by Will Todd, was performed by the St. Olaf Chapel Choir, directed by Mark Stover. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Herbert Sumption served as organist and master of the choristers at Gloucester Cathedral for nearly 40 years, from 1928 to 1967. He was commissioned in retirement in 1984 to write an extended piece, which became a sequence of five carols, including one original one. The Holy Birth begins with an organ prelude with motives from the first carol, Unto Us Is Born a Son, and these motives reappear at the conclusion of the work as well. John Sanders, successor to Herbert Sumption, leads the choir of Gloucester Cathedral in this recording, accompanied by organist Mark Blatchley. The Holy Birth by Herbert Sumption.
Thank you.
The Holy Birth by Herbert Sumption was performed by the choir of Gloucester Cathedral, directed by John Sanders. Mark Blatchley played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. One of the carols included in The Holy Birth is Whence Is That Goodly Fragrance Flowing?, a traditional French carol that's become much loved in England as well as in North America. English organist Harrison Oxley has written a lovely organ prelude on the tune, here performed by Hugh Williams at St. Paul's Cathedral, London. Prelude on Whence Is That Goodly Fragrance by Harrison Oxley. Hugh Williams performed at St. Paul's Cathedral, London. From our Canadian neighbors come two compositions performed by the Victoria Scholars, a men's ensemble based in Etobicoke, Ontario. First, we'll hear Welcome Yule by Healy Willen, followed by Oh My Dear Heart by Eleanor Daly. Jerzy Sichoki directs.
Welcome born in one morning, Saint John, welcome innocence, everyone. Welcome Thomas Mutterwan.
Welcome, welcome, welcome you.
Welcome you, the merry man, in worship of this holy day.
Welcome, welcome.
The Victoria Scholars performed two pieces by Canadian composers. We just heard "O My Dear Heart" by Eleanor Daly on a 16th century text, and earlier they sang "Welcome Yule" by celebrated Canadian composer Healy Whillen. Jerzy Sichocki directed. One of my absolute favorite Christmas hymns of recent vintage was composed by David Hurd in 1984 on a text by former poet laureate of the U.S., Richard Wilbur. "A stable lamp is lighted" is set to a lullaby-like tune, while the text reflects not only on Christ's birth and life, but also on his death and resurrection. It's beautifully sung here by the choir of All Saints Episcopal Church, Beverly Hills. Thomas Foster directs.
Thank you.
A Stable Lamp is Lighted, with music by David Hurd, was sung by the choir of All Saints Church, Beverly Hills. Thomas Foster conducted. Isaac Watts' text, which we know as Joy to the World, receives an updated treatment in a sprightly and rhythmic setting by Cary Ratcliffe in his anthem, Let Every Heart. From the recording of Christmas at St. Olaf 2016, we'll listen to the St. Olaf Cantorai, led by James Bob. James Bob led the St. Olaf Cantorai in Let Every Heart by Cary Ratcliffe. I Saw Three Ships is a popular carol from England, published in the early 19th century, but may have existed in versions from several centuries earlier. Virgil Fox has arranged an organ prelude on it from a piece by Geoffrey Bush. Organist Yuri McCoy plays the Schoenstein organ in St. Basil's Chapel on the campus of the University of St. Thomas in Houston. I Saw Three Ships by Jeffrey Bush and arranged by Virgil Fox. Yuri McCoy played the organ in St. Basil's Chapel at the University of St. Thomas in Houston. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to continue the celebration of Christmas. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past programs on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.